Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. We have another living day to serve the Lord our God and King. The Lord our God is good. Like always, He's mightily moving by the Spirit, and He has many good things to share with us. We know that His return is soon. You can feel it. And the Lord is winning souls, many souls all across the world. Good reports come in because the Lord our God is moving. Many people are talking about what the Lord is doing in their lives. Even people you know, the Lord is moving by His Spirit. Among people of faith, people that take Him at His word, walk in love and obey Him, the Lord is moving. People are learning from Him. People are hearing from Him. They're being prepared for things. And I thank God that I'm one of them. And I thank God that you're one of them. Always look at what the Lord can do. Never look at the loss of things. Never look at the what's not. When you look at Him, it's easy to receive information from Him. It's easy to receive more light. It's easy to see yourself in the victorious condition. As long as Peter kept his eyes on Jesus, he walked on water. Now that's a valuable happenstance. Peter said, "Lord, if it be you, bid me to come." And Jesus said, "Come," and he came. He was so surprised to see Jesus walking on water. He didn't think that he couldn't do it. He said, "If you bid me to come," and he came. Now that's faith. He was looking at Jesus. When he looked at the waves, he began to sink. He began to sink. He didn't just sink. He began to sink. So there was a residue of faith still working. But doubt started creeping in and he began to sink. So what we have to do, that's our prime example of following through with hard cases. Whenever you have a hard case, look at Jesus. In faith, you've won. With faith, you've won. Because faith is now. A process is, as long as you're in faith, without doubt, everything that you're being supplied with what you need. Whatever has to happen is in the works. As long as you remain in faith. And the easiest way to remain in faith is look to Jesus. With that, we can build up our most holy faith by praying in the Holy Spirit. Many times there are elements that we need. But when we pray in the Holy Spirit helps our spirit man pray for the things we need the most. Whatever we need the most, whatever we need brought to our attention, the Holy Spirit has a chance to help our spirit man pray for those needs. And then the things if it's information, you'll receive information. If it's contact with a certain person, you'll receive contact with a certain person that can help you, or you'll help them, or however God needs it to be. But it's going to work to your good. All things work together for good to those who pray in the Holy Spirit. Because He's helping your spirit man pray for your most, the needs that you need the most. And you will get the supply you need. And from there you'll be able to build your life. We're supposed to build our life here on earth the same way the Lord builds the universe. We're supposed to apply biblical principles wherever we need them. If it's a business, good business practices can be in place. and start a poor business practices. Wisdom can be in place instead of foolishness. Knowledge can be in place instead of ignorance. And so on and so forth. Whatever the need is, the needs must be fulfilled. Many times people don't hit the mark they're after because they waste opportunities. Many times there are opportunities all around us that we don't use, and that we don't value, that we don't notice. Praying in the Holy Spirit helps us to not waste the opportunities that God has already given us. There are so many things that the Lord can do on our behalf if we can take Him at His word. These are things that I learned as I seek the Lord, pray in the Holy Spirit, and ask Him for training and cooperate. The ability to cooperate in the Lord is golden, because then He can just directly tell you things that you need to know in your life. But the Holy Spirit has so much to offer, so much to say. He's our best opportunity. Now, He wants us to be able to notice Him wherever He is. Whether it's His voice speaking to us softly, a still small voice, whether it's the message from the pastor or ministers or friends, whether it's His advice from a friend or a parent. Jesus said, "My sheep know my voice. They hear me and they know my voice. They know their Savior's voice. They know their Lord's voice." Whoever He inspires, you can tell it's Him because of what's being said. And the Lord, I like that, because that the people that love Him will notice Him. Faith is the highest form of sincerity. Faith seeks the Lord. Faith sees the Lord. Faith has an expected end. It's assured of an expected end, a good one. Faith knows that God is good, and He rejoices to reward us greatly. But doubt sees God as mean. Doubt sees God as an uncertain person. But faith takes Him at His word. No matter what happens, you can take Him at His word. Kenneth Copeland once said something. He said, "When things go wrong, remember God will not do you wrong." And that's true. And that word went deep in my heart when he said it. Because the enemy set things up. He tried to paint God in a portrait of falseness, as if there's a dead doctrine floating around that suggests that whatever happens to you is God's will. Now, you would think that the book of Job kind of covered that, because that's what Job thought. And people are still thinking that that God gives and takes away at His will. He opens and closes doors. He opens doors that should be open and closes doors that shouldn't be open. But He doesn't go around messing with people's lives. But the devil does. But after everything was over, then the Lord spoke, and then Job realized it was the devil. He wrote chapter 1 and 2 after the whole thing was over with. Now that should let us know that we serve a good God and we fight a bad devil. And that's just the way it is. Pastor always say, "Good God, bad devil, end of story." So, when things don't look right, if you can go by the word, that's looking to Jesus. He's the author, He began your faith, and the finisher, he fulfills your faith. His word fulfills your faith. The word of God is good. And we need to know all that the Lord is trying to help us see. We need to know all that he's saying. We don't need to miss the opportunities that God so graciously gives us. But when you look to the Lord, that's how you'll sense him. That's how you can see him. That's how you'll know they're there. As I've gotten older, you know, I worked with a lot of mechanics, and older mechanics do things, they work smarter and more efficient. And they can make more money than younger mechanics. They know what not to do, and they know how to work with more wisdom. And I used to watch how Mr. Cole did things versus how I did things. And he did things in a more, with more wisdom. And then as I continue working on cars, I see younger guys do things that they don't realize that they don't have to do. But being able to diagnose faster and better gives you it helps you to be more efficient. Now in life, the Holy Spirit knows the efficient ways of doing things. And the more you pay attention to the Holy Spirit, the more you'll see those opportunities. Now, when I used to watch Mr. Cole do things differently than me, I knew it was better. I didn't know how to do those. I didn't know it that way, the way he did it. In some ways, I knew that. I said there's a better way. I started being aware that there's a better way of doing things. And I started looking at things more circumspectly. And so it is with the Holy Spirit. You can rush and be in a hurry and get all aggravated, but whenever I will calm down and be at peace, the Holy Spirit will point things out. He just caused me to see some things that I was missing, or look at it from another point of view. The same way the Lord builds the universe is the same way we use the same principles to build our lives. And I love to always go right back to what God did in the first place. He told Adam to be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. You can learn so much being fruitful. Now, this is not something he did one time, then, be fruitful one time, multiply one time, replenish the earth one time, subdue it one time, and then have dominion over it one time, and then that's it. No, this is a continuing structure of life, a cycle that you continue to repeat until you reach whatever goal you want to achieve. And whatever you can imagine, this is the way you structure everything. You can learn so much from the fruits God made. Productive. Be productive in every way. Increase greatly in every way. Be a generous giver in every way. But the things the Lord shared with me, I try to share with others. Now, sometimes knowledge can offend people. They'll think you're trying to be smart or look good or shame them. That's not the purpose. In God's house, Jesus said, freely you've received, free to give. I look at whatever I'm able to minister or teach or help people understand, I look at it as a grace. That's how I see it. And when people say things inspired by the Holy Spirit, I thank them. I want them to know I appreciate it. But sometimes I've noticed that people can get offended or they feel embarrassed if you speak with the knowledge of God and they didn't expect it. It's weird, but to me, it's just the grace of God. Whoever say whatever, and it helps me, I thank God for that person. That's why I like to give donations to other ministries that are helping people understand who God is. We need information. The Lord told me, let not my people lack knowledge. And I try to do that. Now, when I'm around people that desire the knowledge, the Holy Spirit, they activate my anointing, and the Holy Spirit have me saying all kind of things to the point that I'm learning as well. And I like to activate other people's anointing. When they're saying things that's helping me, I become all ears. And that's what I try to, you know, I like conversations. Like, that's my favorite type of conversation. Now, some people, they want to know God, but some people have no appetite for the things of God, or minimal appetite. I have to say things in pieces. And then some people will argue with everything. But those that have a love for the knowledge of God, that's who I like to talk to. They're my favorite people to talk to. Because we can speak heart to heart. What the Lord taught me, I see it as a grace. That's it. A tool, something to help us all grow. The more we know, the more you know, the better I do. The more I know, the better we all do. Because information is key. If we can hear God's voice, it can help us in our understanding and in our efforts. And remember, when you first learn something, it's best to know that you don't have a good grip on it yet. You have a good grip on it when you're operating in that knowledge every day. A revelation that you just understand can be lost just as fast as you receive it, until you have a strong grip on it. So when the Lord tells me something, I think about it. I pull up that file and think about it. And I start using it. And it becomes a part of me. The word is supposed to be in your heart. It's supposed to take roots in your heart. That's why people backslide. That's why people go back to the world. They have no root in themselves. Or they start being distracted by other things and get pulled away. And their attention is off the Lord. And they become vulnerable. And then they're tempted with strifes, all forms of strifes. And if they don't know how to combat it, they may lose the fight. But if they have a good and honest heart, God can help them. God can bring them back. Our high priest Jesus can pray them back to safety. But getting a grip on the word of God is very, very, very important. And the more you know, the better your chances are at success, long life, blessings, and the people that you minister to. Remember, we bear fruit after our kind, so the stronger we are, the better we do. Most people waste too much time. They waste time. They put their efforts in trivial things such as TV and luxuries, shopping, things like that. But the things of God is a treasure. That's the real treasure. And I like to watch shows. I like to watch TV. But I love listening to the Lord my God. And I love talking to people of like faith. But pride will get offended when people seem wiser. But in my opinion, the Holy Spirit is wise. I'm just a learner. Whatever God graced me to teach or minister, I thank Him for it. But I thank Him that I'm able to learn His word. I thank Him for all the grace He gives, for everything He helps me see. And I want more and more. I want to operate just like He does. And I want to do things the way He does things. Because the Lord our God is wise. He has so much information to give us. But to me, the Lord is not just the person that gives me information. He's not just the person who helps me minister. He's also a friend. He's my father. He's my friend. He's my priest. He's my savior. He's my all in all. And I love Him. I've had the Lord to say things to just make me laugh. But every time I learn something from Him, it helps me to go forward. And seeing Jesus do things, watching Him, it makes everything fall in place. And I can cooperate better. And when we pray in the Holy Spirit, He guides us in the, you know, when we pray in the Holy Spirit, it's just like in Corinthians, where in Corinthians chapter 14, 1 Corinthians 14, Paul wrote a letter to the Corinthians to set order. Now they were in tongue talking competition, in prophecy competition, and they were, while they were praying in the Holy Spirit, the Lord had them praying for what they needed the most, and that was structure. They were all in competition praying in the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit was still helping their spirit man pray, and they were praying for structure. And Paul, in another place, probably in jail, wrote to them what they were doing and why, and then gave them structure. Because they were praying in the Holy Spirit, and they activated Paul's anointing. And then Paul was able to write what they needed, and they were able to receive it. And we get a message out of the whole thing. See, even if you're doing things the wrong way, if you're praying in the Holy Spirit, you're giving Him a chance to help your spirit man pray for what you need the most. And when I notice when I pray in the Holy Spirit, I get more revelation from the Lord. Now, just like I said a few minutes ago, when the Lord teaches something, you got to get a good grip on it. It's up to you to get a good grip on it. And use that in your heart. That's how you really get a good grip on what He's saying. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God loves you. And Jesus truly is our Lord.